Hi, I'm Robin.
And I'm Chris. Together we're the Gen X couple.
Hey guys.
Take two, not my fault. Hello everyone.
It was my fault. The hey guys got cut off, so you would have just heard it guys instead of hey guys. So that was my bad. How is everyone doing? Hope you're having a great Thursday. Today, we're diving into one of the strangest, most unexplainable events in American history. Something so bizarre, so utterly confounding that it still puzzles people to this day.
All right. So picture this. You're outside on a quiet afternoon in rural Kentucky. Maybe you're tending to your farm. Maybe you're just enjoying the fresh air. And then, blam, out of nowhere, raw meat starts falling from the sky. Not just a little bit, but enough to cover the ground in a 100-yard stretch. Sounds like something out of a horror movie, right? Well, this actually happened.
Yep. So sit tight, because today we're talking all about the Kentucky meat shower of 1876.
So let's set the stage. The year is 1876. Ulysses S. Grant is president. The telephone is just being invented. And the Wild Wild West is still, well, pretty wild.
Yes, and before I say what I was going to say, let me just let everybody know that he actually does know it's Ulysses. I don't even know how you just pronounced it.
I thought I said Ulysses.
You absolutely did not. That's why I started laughing. But I just wanted to make sure that we all know. I've heard you say it correctly, so I know it's in there. I don't know what just happened.
There's too many S's.
Ulysses. So anyway, moving on. So we're back on track. So Olympia Springs, Kentucky was a quiet little town. It was the kind of place where nothing much ever really happened. People lived off the land, they raised livestock, and lived simple rural lives. But on March 3rd, that changed in a way that no one could have predicted.
Enter Miss Allen Crouch. She was a farmer's wife, and that morning she was outside making soap on her porch. The sky was clear, the air was still, and everything was normal. Then, without warning, chunks of raw meat, yes, actual flesh, started falling from the sky like some grotesque thunderstorm.
This is making my stomach turn. Mrs. Crouch later described it as looking like large snowflakes drifting down, except instead of snow, it was meat. The chunks apparently varied in size, so some of them were tiny little pieces and some of them were as big as 4 inches across.
Now pause for a second and imagine this happening to you.
No.
How would you react? Shocked? Panic? Maybe run for cover? Start a barbecue?
The first thing I would do would be vomit, and then I would probably run for cover after that. But we weren't there. Mrs. Crouch was there, and she did what any sensible person in the 1800s would do. She screamed for her husband.
Yeah, wake up that poor guy from a nap. So after the storm passed, the Crouches and their neighbors gathered around to examine the carnage. The ground was littered with blood, bloody raw meat, covered an area about 100 yards long and 50 yards wide.
Oh my God. The big question on everyone's mind, what the heck was this stuff?
Some said it looked like beef. Others thought it resembled venison. A few even suggested it was bear meat. Thought how they arrived at that conclusion is anyone's guess.
And here's where the story takes an even weirder turn. Some people actually tasted it. Yes, I said they tasted it. In a moment of either extreme curiosity or questionable judgment, two local men, identified as Leopold Brandeis and Alan McGrady, decided to sample the mystery meat.
In their verdict, they claimed it tastes like lamb or venison.
And naturally, word of this bizarre event spread fast, and soon scientists, reporters, and curiosity seekers came to investigate.
So what could have possibly caused raw meat to rain from the sky?
Yeah, so let's go through the leading theories. The first one was the vulture vomit theory, which is the most accepted explanation. So one of the most popular explanations, it was put forth by Dr. L.D. Hastenbein, who was a professor at Louisville College of Pharmacy, and he thought that the meat was actually vulture vomit.
That's even worse, I think.
And I think you're right, especially knowing that a couple of guys actually ate it. And here's how this would have worked, according to this theory. Apparently, vultures have a nasty habit of vomiting mid-flight when they feel threatened or need to take off quickly. If a group of vultures had been feasting on some unfortunate animal and were startled by something, they could have regurgitated their meal directly over Miss Crouch's farm. Since vultures often travel in groups, multiple birds vomiting all at once could have created a quote-unquote meat rain effect. It's disgusting, right? But it does kind of make sense.
All right, this next theory is the one I personally believe. The cosmic meat theory. This one is less likely, but it's more entertaining. Some folks at the time suggested that the meat could have been extraterrestrial in origin.
Close enough.
Maybe pieces of a meteor or some other strange cosmic phenomenon. Of course, science doesn't actually back up the idea of space meat. But hey, in the 1800s, people didn't have the same understanding of the cosmos that we do.
Very true. And the third theory is the giant meat explosion theory, which is wild, but possible. So another even stranger theory was about the raining meat was blown into the air by a nearby slaughterhouse. Maybe a strong wind carried it from miles away before dumping it over Olympia Springs. The problem was that there were no known slaughterhouses nearby that could have accounted for this kind of mass meat migration.
So what does modern science have to say about all this? Well, in 2004, researchers re-examined some of the preserved samples from the incident. It turns out the meat wasn't from a cow or a deer. It was lung tissue from either a horse or a human.
Wait, what?
Yes. Analysts showed that most of the meat was lung tissue with some bits of muscle and cartilage mixed in. This actually supports the vulture vomit theory, since birds of prey often eat the softest parts of their meats first, including the lungs.
I can't believe there's still a sample of the meat kicking around, because this was over 100 years ago.
I know.
So, while we don't have 100% confirmation, the best guess is still a group of vultures had a bad case of midair indigestion.
I say we have 100% confirmation of gross.
I would agree.
So, there you have it. The Kentucky Meat Shower of 1876. A story so bizarre, so absolutely bonkers, that it almost sounds made up. But it's real. And it happened. And while we may never have an absolute proof of why, the vulture vomit theory remains the most likely explanation.
So what do you guys think? Could it have been something else entirely? And more importantly, would you have been one of the brave souls who tasted the mystery meat? I would not have been.
I wouldn't have either. Well, thanks for listening to this strange but true story today. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to tell your friends, subscribe, and come back next Thursday for another brand new episode. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sky, because you never know what might fall from it.
And if you guys liked it, let us know, because we got a really good response when we did another weird but true story back in March, the one about the Boston molasses flood. So that's why I decided to go searching for another strange but true story. And I think we'll mix these in every once in a while. If you guys have one that you want us to investigate and talk about, let us know. And until next time.
See you later, alligator.
In a wild crocodile.